You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Just about upon us, and welcome in to a Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. As we take it through the 3 o'clock hour here on this Friday afternoon, great to have you aboard. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac on the other side of the glass as we come away from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website. And it's easy to do. All you need to do is go to DuPaco.com. We got a good show for you. We'll talk about the NFL weekend coming up. We'll take a look back at college basketball from last night. A little baseball news for you on a chilly Friday as well. And a whole lot more, including the Emil's Hideaway pick six. And that'll be coming up before 4 o'clock here today. 319-366-1600 is the text line that is available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, love to hear from you today. And once again, it is 319-366-1600 as we come your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM right here in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. As we get ready for a big, big weekend. How are you today, Mark?
Doing well, and good afternoon to you and everyone out there, and looking forward to a lot this weekend, including Ohio State tomorrow, the NFL playoffs continuing, and let's talk about it.
A lot of things coming up here. But the first thing to talk about is a little breaking news that might be happening with your Minnesota Twins, Mark. I don't believe it has happened as of yet, but it is rumored anyway that the Twins may be in the midst of a trade right here before they go to spring training in about a month.
Well, it's pretty much finalized as I understand it. American League batting champion and all-star Luis Arraez has been traded by the Twins to the Florida Marlins for three players, including right-handed pitcher Pablo Lopez, shortstop Jose Salas, a top 100 prospect in baseball, top five with the Marlins organization, and another outfield prospect. Now, Lopez is 26, and the Twins obviously need pitching help. So if you want to acquire an arm, you got to give up something for it. And the Twins decided it was Arraez. Well, Lopez is outstanding in the first half last year. Kind of tailed off the second half, was 10-10. 3.75 ERA for Florida. I hate to lose Arraez. He's so fun to watch. Made so many big plate appearances, whether it be a hit, a drive to the gap, a drawing a walk, whatever it may be. He was a table setter, not going to hit the long ball. He's kind of a man without a position. He's a utility player. Played a lot of first base last year. And I wouldn't say he's a liability on defense, but he's not great on defense. So the Twins made this move. And Lopez will be in the rotation, along with guys like Sonny Gray and Joe Ryan, Bailey Ober, Kenta Maeda, I would assume. But I mixed emotions. We'll see what Lopez does. You know, he's got a high upside, but again, it's hard to replace a leadoff guy like Arraez.
And a guy that gets on, no matter how.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm a little – I understand it. I understand it. The Twins do need pitching. There's no doubt about that. Love to hear what you Twins fans – think out there. 319-366-1600. Are you pro-trade or anti-trade? here today. And yeah, I think the big part of this is the fact that a big prospect is coming, possibly, you know, another prospect, but one that has at least got a little bit of his feet wet anyway. And I think you hit upon the fact that Arias has, he's not, okay, you can stick him right here for 150 games and not worry about him. And there are good aspects to that. There are bad aspects to that. In order to get something, you have to give up something as well. So I'm with you. I was a little surprised by this when you told me about it.
You know, I think the Twins improved in the offseason with Christian Vasquez coming in at the catcher position.
Correa.
Retaining Correa. It opens up first base for Alex Kirilloff, who I really like. Joey Gallo, who knows what Twins are going to get with him, but he's going to be in the outfield with Buxton and Kepler. So, you know, I think the Twins got a bit better. We'll see how much. But, yeah, it's Twins lost a fan favorite at the very least.
Yeah, and, you know, in this day and age, you need to be good on the field, but you need to keep your fan base interested. Am I wrong about that, Mark?
True. And one aspect of this has perhaps a local flavor. The shortstop, Jose Salas, played in Beloit last year in the Midwest League, and he's only 19. I don't know when he turns 20, but could very well end up in Cedar Rapids.
Could be. We never know. We never know. 319-366-1600. 11 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here in the Gym Class. We're going to get the panel together. Coming up for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 in just a little bit, your chance to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. And that possibility will be coming up here in about 25 minutes or so. And all you need to do is hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. And if your picker has the best weekend, you will get a $30 gift card. It is that simple out there. Of course, the before we get to football, Mark, let's do this. Love to talk about this, and I only mention it because of the fact that this is pretty big right now, a notation, if you will. A lot of the latest bracketology is coming out today, and I know you love talking about that, Mark, as much as anyone out there. Iowa State, in just about all of them, up to a number 2 seed. How about that? In fact, Jerry Palm, friend of the show, has Iowa State the number 5 overall seed right now as far as the NCAA tournament bracket is concerned. Now, you'd like to have that on what? March 10th instead of January the 20th, but at least they're getting the publicity at this moment, right?
Yeah, it's good notoriety, no question about it, but it means nothing.
It's like the second poll of the college football season, is that what you're saying?
Or third, I don't know. But it's good recognition for Iowa State, and it'd be nice if it could continue, but I don't know that it can. Maybe it will. I don't know.
Iowa State with a big one on the road coming up tomorrow. They go to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. The Cowboys are not one of the upper echelon teams as far as the Big 12 is concerned, but they have the talent, and they can come up, jump up, and get you. They have not been drawing very well at Gallagher-Iba Arena this year. Both Oklahoma State and Oklahoma, man, I don't know what has happened down there. But at any rate, I think it's a good chance for Iowa State to go get a road win, another road win, and have that opportunity to do so. And we will see. Iowa goes to Columbus tomorrow, and they will take on the Ohio State Buckeyes. I believe that's a 1 o'clock start. Am I correct on that, Mark?
I believe you're right.
All right. With Gus Johnson on the call. We'll see if Patrick McCaffrey is going to play tomorrow. Rumors to that effect, anyway. Patrick has practiced a few times and obviously has been medically cleared to practice, so we'll see if he is going to be available tomorrow for father and coach Fran McCaffrey to put in the lineup. Last night, busy night at the Big Ten Conference. The overall number one in the land as far as NCAA bracketology, the Purdue Boilermakers had very little trouble at Williams Arena last night, beating Minnesota 61-39. Gopher basketball is at a crossroads, man. That is just they scored 12 in the first half last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now, that is not a good product up there at Williams Arena.
They did come up with a couple wins this season, but by and large, it's a team in a program in trouble, I think. And as far as Iowa goes, Iowa, you're going to hear me right on this.
Okay.
With an Iowa win, the Hawkeyes could climb into a tie for second in the Big Ten. Remember around January 1st when this team is going nowhere? Well,
and we might say this again in 3 weeks. It might be going the other way.
Might.
I mean, one of my points to get to as far as the Big Ten, look what happened last night in Champaign. Was that the same Indiana team that was in Iowa City or elsewhere on the road? Worried about Fran McCaffrey and what he was doing on the sideline? Indiana never trails against Illinois. And I think the Illini got it down to 8. Once, but Indiana was never headed in that game. And they blew the doors off the Illini over in Champaign last night by 15. Heard that game last night from Westwood One right here on KGYM. So, you know, Indiana goes to Illinois and wins. You got Michigan State beating Rutgers last night in East Lansing. Iowa will be there early next week. Maryland holds home court. They beat Michigan as the Wolverines reeling a little bit after they were toward the top of the Big Ten Conference, 64-58 last night. So any night, anything can happen, I think, this year, especially as far as the Big Ten. We talked about this with Kevin Lehman yesterday, the coach, on our Off the Glass segment. And if you missed that, you can go back and revisit that at our podcast, KGYMRadio.com, as well as Apple and Spotify. But we talked about the fact that I think Purdue is maybe a little bit ahead of everybody, but other than that, it is so even this year in the Big Ten. Here's how even it is. Purdue is 7-1. You got 10 teams, 10 within a game of one another.
Either 3 or 4 losses.
3 or 4 losses, mm-hmm. And that includes Iowa in there. And then on the bottom is Ohio State, along with Minnesota. Nebraska has 5 losses at this point. They are 3-5. But point being that good luck if you think you know what's going to happen on the Big Ten hardwood this year.
Cyclone Tim says on the text line, same thing is true in the Big 12. Any Big 12 team can jump up and bite you if you aren't ready to go.
And I am not poo-pooing Brock Purdy. I'm not poo-pooing him, am I, Mark?
Not yet, but he will be involved in our Emo's Hideaway pick 6.
Yeah, you cleverly put a Brock Purdy situation in there today. Hey, I'm all for Brock on Sunday night or Sunday late afternoon or whenever it's going to be when they take on that team in blue. I'm ready. Go Brock Purdy right there. 319-366-1600 at 18 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Speaking of the National Football League, that has to do with our poll question at KGYMRadio.com. It is brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, they've been serving customers since 2003. And big thanks to Steve and his entire team down there for helping us out.
Which two teams will be meeting in the NFC title game next weekend? 4 choices, obviously. It would be the Niners and Eagles, the Niners and Giants, the Cowboys and Eagles, or the Cowboys and Giants. Go ahead and vote at KGYMRadio.com.
4 pretty good games. 8 interesting tales, I think, as far as the National Football League is concerned. And Your thoughts welcome at 319-366-1600. What game you like, you're looking forward to. We're going to have those games right here on KGYM for you. We'll join up with the Chiefs and the Jags tomorrow. That will be after Iowa State, Okie State basketball. And we'll have Giants, Eagles Saturday night. And then we'll have the Bengals, Bills, and Cowboys, 49ers for you coming up on Sunday. But is there one that jumps out to you, Mark? I'll ask you first.
I think the 49ers and Cowboys. I'm very interested to see that. I'm going to pose a question to you as a Chiefs fan. Are you worried about tomorrow?
You're always worried because everybody's good at this point. Now, would I rather face the Jaguars than the Bengals or the Bills? Absolutely. I am not lying to you. But, hey, you got to respect everybody at this point. And what Jacksonville did in the second half to the Chargers, that has to get your attention, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, hey, you got to respect all your opponents out there. I'm looking forward to Bengals-Bills because that is going to be a war. We didn't have that opportunity to see that game, obviously, with the horrible situation with DeMar Hamlin. And it's going to play out now this time in Buffalo. If Cincinnati wins, then the Bengals have a chance to have a AFC championship game in Cincinnati. Bills win, and the Chiefs win. Of course, it will be at the neutral site. By the way, people starting to rumor around on social networking about permanent neutral sites for championship games. I do not like that, Mark.
I don't either.
I do not like that. And I don't care if it's the Chiefs or the Rams or whoever. You earn the right to play at home. Am I wrong about this?
No. Do you want the Yankees in Boston to play at the Field of Dreams?
No.
No.
Nothing against the Field of Dreams. Maybe that was a bad example, Mark.
It was.
It was a poor example by you. But I am looking forward to the Bills and the Bengals because I think that has a chance to be an absolute all-timer. The way that the Bengals are playing with everything going on around the Buffalo Bills, with Hamlin, with Josh Allen and, you know, his problems as far as giving up the football is concerned. We'll pick all these games coming up in just a little bit, but I really think that's going to be a fun game on Sunday. Really do.
Can't disagree with you. A lot of history there, and Joe Burrow is as tough as nails. Josh Allen has been, last game out, he was turnover prone. He needs to take care of the football. And what are the Cowboys going to do?
Good. Hey, if you know what the Cowboys are going to do, more power to you. Are they going to look like they did against Washington, or are they going to look like they did last week again against Tom Brady in Tampa Bay Monday night?
And can Brock Purdy continue to do what he's done?
Are you poo-pooing Brock?
Not at all. I'm just asking a question.
Okay. Every year there's one dark horse to get in. Who's it going to be? Asks 9663. Is that giving away too much, Mark, as far as our picks later on is concerned?
No, I don't think so.
If
I had to pick, maybe the Giants.
That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah.
The Giants are playing good football. Brian Daboll is a terrific coach, and they know one another, too. You got to be very careful about division games. Third time around, especially, you got to be very, very careful. And I just think, I would say the Giants. Do I think they have, if Jalen Hurts does Jalen Hurts stuff, the Eagles are going to win. But if the Giants can contain him, then they got a shot at this thing. We'll pick that in other games coming up in just a little bit with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. Looking forward to that. Dave and Spencer will join us for that coming up in just a little bit. A lot of tradition with the Cowboys and the 49ers, too. I mean, you go back to the catch, which got everything going as far as 49ers and their big championship runs under Bill Walsh is concerned. And going to be very interesting how that game is going to play out, I think, in Santa Clara coming up on Sunday. And Can Brock Purdy do it again? He's America's sweetheart right now. You got America's sweetheart going up against America's team. Something's got to give on Sunday. Am I wrong about this, Mark?
And something will. That's why that is the game that I've got circled that I most want to watch.
Intrigue.
Or listen to.
Listen to. We'll have them all for you right here with Westwood One and KGYM. And yeah, Chiefs. No Mecole Hardman tomorrow, by the way. I don't think that's a big surprise to Chief fans out there, but he is going to be on the sidelines once again. 325, let's do this. Let's go ahead and get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're open at 4 o'clock each day, and you can find them online at emilshideaway.com. Reminder to eat local and try their burgers and fries. They're made fresh daily, and wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar. Or just bring the whole family for friendly service in their dining area. They're across from Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot.
They're playing the American Express Championships out in California right now. Three different courses the first 3 days before a cut is made. Cedar Rapids and Zach Johnson, three early birdies today. However, just did bogey his ninth hole of the day, the 18th. He is playing La Quinta, nine holes left. Zach at 2-under on the day, 7-under on the tournament. Right now the leader is Davis Thompson at 16-under par. Bronny James, the son of LeBron, has narrowed his choices of college to Ohio State, Southern Cal, and Oregon. And he already has a deal, an NIL deal with Nike.
Correct.
The hell does he need that for? Finally, John Stiegelmeyer has retired as head football coach at South Dakota State. You saw him in Kinnick Stadium in September. Or was it August? I don't know. First game of the year. Of course, South Dakota State won the national championship this season. Stiegelmeyer had been at South Dakota State since 1997, 199 and 112.
And he rode off into the sunset on top, which that's the way I guess you would like to do it. And I give him a lot of kudos, not only on a great career, but also the fact that he took some time after that championship. He didn't let the emotions kind of twist him one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And hey, no better way to go out on top, and there should be, you know, that maybe is an example to others, because there have been a lot of other athletes and or coaches that may have stayed around a little bit too long after they won that last
True.
One. And a tremendous football guy, too, and a lifer, and South Dakota State and the Missouri Valley Football Conference will miss him.
Forgot to mention, Mike Bray is out at Notre Dame. And rumors are, maybe we'll get to that after the break. I don't know.
We can do that. Yeah, he's retiring. Yeah. All right, 3:28. We'll take a quick break, come back, take a look at weather, have more for you, and we'll get the panel assembled here in about 10 minutes or so and have the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you. All that coming up on a Friday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And the clouds and winds will back off some as we head through this afternoon. Temperatures will stay chilly in the upper 20s. Then later on tonight, we drop down into the teens. We'll have clouds building back in as we head into the day Saturday. And temperatures tomorrow are going to be around 30 degrees. There will be the chance for some light snow showers tomorrow evening into early Sunday morning. Accumulation will be around an inch. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Life's twists and turns can sometimes set you back a step. But at DePaco Credit Union, we've got the right tools and resources to get you on your feet. When calamity strikes, having an emergency fund can help you cover an unexpected expense, like cleaning up and rebuilding after a bad storm. In 2022, a U.S. Federal Reserve study found that 32% of Americans, as many as one in three adults, would struggle to cover a $400 out-of-pocket emergency. At DePaco, we're on a mission to change that, one member at a time, so that each of us is prepared for the unexpected. Today, more than 41% of DePaco members are ready for the next storm, with at least $400 in savings to cover potential expenses. DePaco cares about your financial well-being. When our members love life, it makes a brighter community for all. DePaco can help you. Be well. Learn more at DePaco.com/bewell. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy your own health insurance, you deserve a doctor who's your biggest champion and coverage you can be confident in. And with new Wellmark health insurance plans featuring Unity Point Health, that's what you can expect. These plans help you build a relationship with your Unity Point Health primary care providers and network partners, starting with free preventive and virtual care, plus low copays for primary care with a doctor who always has your back. Connect with an agent to help you enroll at wellmark.com/UPH.
Working out has been proven to increase your self-esteem, help with depression, anxiety, and stress. At iGym, we care about you as a person. That's why we have personal trainers you can connect with, group exercise classes so you don't feel alone, saunas to help you relax, and many more amenities.
This year, I'm doing it for me.
This year, I'm joining iGym for me.
Start your health journey for less than $1 a day. Head over to joinigymia.com to learn more.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Shop Menards today and save big money on our full selection of interior lighting options from Patriot Lighting. Find your style with Patriot Lighting's great selection of unique finishes and styles. From flush mount lighting to chandeliers, vanity lights to recessed lighting, under cabinet lights and more. We have the lighting options for any room of your home. Stop in today and save big money on interior lights from Patriot Lighting at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Back with you on the Gym Class 331 here on KGYM. Scott, Mark, and Isaac with you here on a Friday edition of the show presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. And big thanks to all those folks at DePaco. Find out more by going to their website at DePaco.com. And also should mention the fact that I know we'll talk a little bit more about this coming up tomorrow. Keep it right here to KGYM throughout the weekend. But we got to really big contest starting on Monday, so looking forward to that with our good friends from Circa Sports. So tune in Monday.
Yeah, looking forward to it all week on local programming, and it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
It will be. It will be. You mentioned before we got going into the break about some rumors that are floating about. Now, keep in mind, it's 2023. There are rumors everywhere. There are people out there that love to stir things up a little bit. And sometimes they're right. Most of the time they're not. But you mentioned Mike Bray, who is going to be retiring. I say retiring in air quotes at the end of the year from his position at the head coach at Notre Dame men's basketball. One of the names that is rumored, anyway, is our very own Fran McCaffrey, Mark.
Yeah, I don't know how solid these are, and I don't think they are at all. But what's the natural thing that people do when there's a job opening?
They tie. They take your
connect the dots to previous relationships, whatnot. Fran McCaffrey was an assistant coach, pretty well known. I had Notre Dame for 10, 12 years.
Met Margaret there,
who was a star basketball player for the Irish. But this was 30 years ago.
Correct.
25, 30 years ago. I may be missing the boat on this, but I think Fran is generally pretty happy in Iowa City.
I would think so.
I think he has his roots there. He's got a son, two sons on the team. One will be on next year and another one coming. To pull up roots seems kind of outlandish, but and Fran McCaffrey and Bray are the same age, 63. So,
which our friend Welsh on the text line points out that Fran is the same age as Bray and says he isn't going to Notre Dame. I would have to agree with you. I think it's going to have to take something very, very, a very, very sweet deal to get Fran McCaffrey to South Bend. Now, is that one of the, if you connect the dots, Mark, as you mentioned, is that one of the jobs that perhaps, you know, you might just take a sideways glance at? Yeah. I'm not going to deny that, but I'm with you. I think the roots are here in Iowa City.
I don't even know if Fran Margaret have any friends left in South Bend. You know, other than the fact that they were there, Fran is an assistant, Margaret is a player. I think that's – and Fran's success probably adds up in some people's opinions. Say, hey, he could be a candidate.
There you go.
I don't think so.
319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM as we get closer and closer to the Emil's Hideaway pick six. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. And we're going to go to the phones, though, and we're going to go to down to Muscatine and bring in Troy joining us here today at 335. Good afternoon, Troy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a great show. I like it when you have just new topics like this. I have two comments. One, if there would be a coaching opening at Iowa, they should call Darren DeVries. I know people might like to say Gatens, but if you look at the type of career DeVries is putting together after a 20-year assistant career, it's just very impressive.
Yeah.
And my second thing, I was, you know, the Big 12 will suspend fans from when they storm the field, but the Iowa State students were getting into Tyrese Hunter in really a nasty way. Has there been any feedback on that?
I have not heard anything.
Pretty good social media presence about what happened in the pregame shoot around and whatnot, but also a presence that TJ Otzelberger was very kind in what he apparently had to say to Hunter, wishing him well, and what more is there to say? But as far as any reaction by, you know, the Big 12, I haven't heard any.
Yeah, unless there was something that, you know, was noteworthy that was seen by.
Well, there was a preemptive strike, though.
There was,
apparently,
yes.
Apparently, students were told not
to do anything to Tyrese Hunter. Now, they're going to say stuff that can't be stopped. And it's going to be very, very hard to prove, and it's going to be very, very hard to punish, you know, a individual or a set of individuals or a group or a school. So I don't think anything's going to happen.
Well, on one hand, you know, it's too bad because he helped lead them to the Sweet 16. And then the fans basically got the revenge because the place he transferred to, the coach got canned.
Well, he helped himself with that.
Well, right. But I mean, you know what I mean? They won and they won.
They won and they won. Might keep winning too. Thanks, Troy. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
319-366-1600 here at 337. By the way, speaking of coaches that are departing, Michigan has now severed ties with their co-offensive coordinator, Matt Weiss. He has been let go by the Wolverines. He was under investigation for reports of computer access crimes at Schembechler Hall, and he has now been released by the Michigan Wolverines. And as Jeff says in the text line, maybe this a situation, and this would not be the first time that it has happened, maybe this helps Fran get a new contract, especially if things continue to go well on the basketball court. And by the way, Mike Bray, folks, he is not retiring because of his age.
He'll be somewhere in a couple of years.
There's one reason Mike Bray is not going to be back, and that's because Mike Bray struggled last year and is struggling this year at Notre Dame. Right?
There you have it.
Thank you. 338, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get the panel together, and we will pick the Emil's Hideaway pick six. Do want to get this before we go. Tonight over at Washington High School, they have the Warrior Hall of Fame ceremony going on between games. I'm going to be over there for CRM Live Sports tonight at 5:45. Wash Jeff, always fun, and no matter what happens, because the river gets a little wider on these days, Mark, as they like to say. And really good class going in tonight into the Washington Hall of Fame, including K.K. Armstrong, who's on the girls' basketball staff, former Warrior basketballer and a terrific player at UNI, and then Andre Dawson, former Washington tailback, going in this class as well.
Yeah, they are among about 8 or 10 inductees, and if you've never been to one of these ceremonies, it's all the schools do a really good job, and tonight's Washington's turn.
Yeah, so that'll be over there at the Washington Gym. We'll take a break, come back, and we will have the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. Give somebody out there a chance to win a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. Stay tuned for that when we come back here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
For people trying to recover from opioid use disorder, it's hard to know where to begin. At iowaopioidhelp.com, you'll find resources near you for proven treatment and a road back to your old self. Because opioid addiction is not a character flaw, it's an illness. If you or a loved one is struggling with opioid use disorder, visit iowaopioidhelp.com today. Start here. Start healing. Sponsored by the Iowa Attorney General's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
The new year is here. Time for a change. Start a recession-resistant new career in the high-demand IT field with My Computer Career. In just months, already in IT? Build your cybersecurity skills and prep for thousands of open positions employers nationwide are desperate to fill. Attend classes live online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Make this your year. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Attention. Per the current government mandate, U.S.-based insurers are now required to cover at-home COVID testing kits with no out-of-pocket fees to you. If you have a current insurance plan, you are eligible to receive up to 8 COVID-19 tests shipped to you each month absolutely free as long as the government mandate is in effect. Just visit yourfreetest.net to register now. That's yourfreetest.net to receive your tests shipped to you at no cost. Go to yourfreetest.net. Medicare insured or not eligible.
Back with you at 3:41, Gym Class on KGYM. Thanks for joining us here today. Todd Brommelkamp's show will come your way at 4 o'clock, from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock this evening. We've got Iowa State basketball tomorrow. We've got the NFL doubleheader for you. We'll join the Chiefs and Jacksonville and have the second game for you in its entirety between the Giants and the Eagles. And both games we'll have for you coming up on Sunday in their entirety as well. Start things off with Buffalo hosting Cincinnati, and we'll follow that with San Francisco and the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to talk about all those games here on the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, and we're gonna pick some winners this week. Well, Mark already knows how to do that because he was, what, 112-0 last week, right?
Yeah, just 6-0.
Just 6-0.
I have no idea how that happened, but we'll see.
I'm dead last, so you guys.
Spencer's here for the ride.
I'm here, playing out the string.
Dave is here as well from Emil's. Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Great. How are you guys doing?
Not as well as Mark.
That's a one.
I hope he had some pizza money down on that parlor.
1 week wonder, Dave. That's all I got to say. So we enter this week. What, we only have a couple, 3 more weeks left, right?
Yeah, correct.
We enter this week. I will bat lead off. Dave, second, Spencer third, and Scott fourth. I am tied for the lead with Scott at 57 wins, but Dave's still breathing down our necks. Game one, the Chiefs and the Jaguars. The Chiefs favored by 8.5 points. I really love underdogs, but I just think the Chiefs are too talented for Jacksonville. It'd be a great story if the Jags won, but I'm going to go with Kansas City. Dave?
these teams met in Week 10 with Kansas City jumping out to a 20-zip lead, but the Jags did score right before halftime. However, the lead never got below 10 points, and the Chiefs won 27-17. Last week, in one of the worst playoff debuts ever, Trevor Lawrence threw three interceptions in the first quarter, and they fell behind 27-0. And then the Jags somehow rallied to win the game 31-30. For Lawrence to play like that after falling behind is amazing. Give me the Jags and the points to cover.
Spencer, what say you?
As much as I would like to roll with Trevor Lawrence and the Jags, I feel like the Chiefs and their home field advantage a little bit too much. The Jags can't dig themselves a hole like they did in the game against the Chiefs in Week 10 or last week against the Chargers. I think the Chiefs are just the better team, and they're going to win, so give me KC in the points.
Need we ask, Scott?
Dave, did you make that pick within arm's reach of Jamie?
She had my hand.
Jamie and Emels is a huge Kansas City Chiefs
fan,
as well. Attends many games during the year with the family. All I can picture is Mia O'Brien in Jacksonville trying to find hand warmers. I thought that was a great tweet yesterday. Great tweet yesterday. Kansas City sleptwalked in that Jag game the first time. And I like my Chiefs here. I think I don't want to play Jacksonville in 2 years because I think they're going to be getting better and better. But this is not, 2025? It's 2023. I feel comfortable taking my Chiefs, and I will do that.
Okay, game two is a battle of division rivals, Philadelphia and the New York Giants. The Eagles favored at home by 7.5, and Dave, you bet and lead off.
The Eagles were 13-4 this season, but only 8-9 against the spread, and 0-4 down the stretch, including the ATS loss and the 26-22 win over these Giants with Gardner Minshew in for Jalen Hurts. Now Hurts is back, and the Giants have kept themselves in games all season long. They are 14-4 against the spread this year and a perfect 3-0 ATS when getting 7 or more points. Give me New York and those points to cover.
Okay, Spencer.
I think the Eagles, pardon me, are a better team. I just think the Giants are playing pretty well, and they've done well in their history against the number one seed. The last two times they went to the Super Bowl, they knocked off the number one seed, and I believe both those times it was the Green Bay Packers. Oh, dear, why do I bring that up?
Oh, wow. How'd you remember that?
Well, it was the anniversary of Favre's last ever pass at Lambeau Field today, that interception against the Giants, but we won't talk about that. I think the Eagles win, but the Giants will cover that spread, so give me the G-men, to quote Chris Berman.
Love it, Scott.
The G-men. This is one I've gone back and forth with all week, and and it comes down to Jalen Hurts. The Eagles are fantastic when he gets out of the pocket and runs the football, finds people, finds A.J. Brown, et cetera, et cetera. Eagles have not been playing particularly well as of late, but this isn't Gardner Minshew out there this week. I flipped a coin, and it came up Philadelphia. Fly, Eagles, fly, or however it goes. I'll take Philadelphia. I hate that hook, though. But I'm taking the Eagles.
I was tempted to ride with the Eagles, especially if you went Giants, Scott, since we were tied. But I think Danny Dimes has been okay. Saquon Barkley is coming alive. Mm-hmm. Maybe not coming alive because he's had a pretty good season. But I think there's some good balance there with the Giants. They know each other. These are division rivals. So I think it's too many points, and I love the hook, so I'm going to ride with the Giants as well. Philly Island, Scott.
There I am.
Spencer is first up, and this is the same game.
Mm-hmm.
The total, 48.5 points, Eagles-Giants over-under.
In my head, I had the Giants covering a 7.5-point spread, so I'm going to put it at, 27-24, and if I did the math, that's 51, so that would be the over. So give me the over.
Scott.
Giving the over. Supposed to be a pretty nice day tomorrow in Philadelphia, mid-40s, sunshine. And with that being the case, and Jalen Hurts at the throttle, I'm with Spencer. I'm taking the over.
These odds makers are so good. It's going to be a 28-20 game one way or another. And the total's 48.5. I'll go under. Dave.
You're on an island.
That would be an over for Mr. Dave.
All right.
Yep, correct.
Well, Scott, you are up first. Our next game, your favorite of the weekend, I think, aside from the Chiefs, the Bills and the Bengals.
Chiefs lose, I'm going to be so not watching this game.
The Bills favored by 4.5.
Josh Allen, can he hold on to the football? Can he hold on to it? Can he keep from throwing red zone interceptions? That's going to be the whole key. And Cincinnati is playing so well right now. I just have a feeling this thing is going to be coming down to the last second of this football game. I don't know who's going to win, but I know it's going to be close. And I'm going to run with the Cincinnati Bengals, getting those 4.5 points.
The thing that scares me about the Bengals is that three of their offensive linemen are out. The three replacements have some experience and have started, but you're treading on some territory that you really don't like if you're Joe Burrow. And the fact that this game is on the road, I think it's going to be a whale of a game. But I think the Bills had a bit of a wake-up call last week, and I'm going to ride with Buffalo. Dave.
Buffalo should be closer to a pick'em in this game as they continue to let teams stick around. This is a rematch of the Week 17 game that got suspended and kept the Bengals of a chance to pull the upset, or they feel prevented them from hosting this game or at least having it on a neutral field. It's too many points here. The game comes down to a field goal. Give me the points with the Bengals here. And a good shot at an outright win.
Am I on another island, Spencer? Remember, I was 3-0 on island games.
You were. I was like 3-0 the prior week. So islands are the way to go lately.
Apparently.
Islands in the stream.
I'm going to put you on that Kenny Rogers track there. I called it on Spencer on Sports. I had to pick an upset special. I think the Bengals are going to win. So give me the Bengals and the points. I'm very, very not very confident in that at all. But I think I had to pick an upset, so I'm going to take my guy Joey B in the Bengals.
17-23 says, don't ever doubt the Cajun cannon, Joe Burrow. Of course, he's from Ohio, but we'll give him credit for that.
Yeah.
Pick number five. It's the 49ers and Cowboys out in California. 49ers favored by 3.5 points. Dallas is just so schizo for me. Purdy is on a roll. He's got so many weapons. I don't think that San Francisco defense is going to allow Dallas to run the ball much. And then you put it on the arm of Dak Prescott, who's prone to throw a few interceptions. I'm going to go with San Francisco at home here. Dave.
San Francisco has won 11 straight games. The 49ers have the number one defense in the NFL, allowing just 16.3 points a game. They have given up one score in the second half in 11 games. The Dallas defense, before beating Tampa Bay, had allowed 113 points in their previous four games, 28.3 points per game. Add to that, Dallas is on a short week. Dak Prescott is not matching San Francisco score for score. The 49ers have too many weapons with Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk, and others. Give me San Francisco to win and cover.
Spencer, there's an island waiting for you.
You and Mike McCarthy.
No. Yeah, Niners are too good. I said this last week. I had little faith in the Vikings. I have even less faith in Dallas and Mike McCarthy to get the job done. I think Tampa's offense was just that bad last week. And the Dallas defense, while they're good, it didn't take much to slow down that Tampa offense last week. Give me the Niners. They win this one, and they move on to the championship game.
Now, Scott, you and I have three picks different. We're tied for the season lead.
I know. I know that.
And chance to make it four if you go with Dallas.
Oh, I tell you what. Since Christian McCaffrey has come aboard, now keep in mind he came like 24 hours ahead of the Chiefs-Niners game. Kansas City won that game. And since then, the Niners have been practically unbeatable. Said at that time, the Niners are going to represent the NFC. I am not changing my mind. Cyclone Tim, are you out there? Brock Purdy for president or Emperor of California or whatever he wants to do. Give me the Niners.
It's a sweep. Now, the last pick and the tiebreaker goes to Dave leading off. It is this game. The total at 46.5. We'll pick it over and under. And the tiebreaker, Emperor Purdy's passing yards in this game.
You can use that. You're allowed.
I think this game gets played a little closer to the vest, and the defenses will rule. Give me the under here. And for Brock Purdy, 283 yards.
283, Dave?
Yes.
Okay, Spencer.
I am also taking the under. I'd say 24-17, which would be the under for the final score, total passing yards. I'm not going to price it right, you, Dave, but I'll go a little bit less. I'll say 250 for Brock.
Scott.
Give me over because Dak's going to throw into the other team, and they're going to return it, and that's going to put it over. That's what I'm going with. For Brock Purdy, Tim, looking at you again. 333, baby.
Ooh.
For Brock Purdy.
How many of those to Kittle? How much of that to Kittle? Keep
half.
The narrative going.
No, not half. 100. 100.
Okay.
C note for Kittle. McCaffrey has a big play.
I'm going to go the over as well, just because San Francisco is so explosive, and I agree, Scott. Prescott may put one in San Francisco's arms, so give me the over. And for Brock Purdy, 222.
Tim's not getting on you, is he?
He doesn't need to throw for any more than
Tim,
that.
Tim, we love you out there, man. All right. There you go. Those are the picks for the week for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. And we need four contestants right now to give us a call at 319-366-1600. If you've been a contestant over the last 3 weeks, please hold off. Allow some of our other listeners to have a shot at it. And you hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. If that picker has the best weekend, you get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. All right. Dave, and thank you as always. Stay away from Jamie after your pick of the Chiefs, and we will talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
All right. Again, 319-366-1600. Give Isaac a call, and he will get your information, and we'll let you know on Monday who is the winner of this week's Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. And gentlemen, have a great weekend and enjoy the football.
We will.
All right. You can hear it right here on KGYM. Iowa State basketball coming up tomorrow at Okie State as well. We'll talk about that on Monday. We'll talk about the Hawkeyes and Ohio State and look back at all the NFL action as well. Mark, have a great weekend.
You as well. Talk to you Monday.
You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM. Talk to you Monday at 3.
You could save big when you bundle your home, auto, and other vehicles with Progressive. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
You could not have hit.